The Mesil Sesharim says that the third cause for people not to be careful with what they do is a bad environment. And we'll start with the Rambam. I want to explain what the dangers of a bad environment are and how you avoid it and how you find a good environment. And after we finish this Hashkafa abstract, I want to spend some time speaking about Lamaisa, how it applies to us here. Right? Is this a good environment, not a good environment? How do we see to it that we don't let elements make it a bad environment? And there's a lot to talk about, but first I'd like to get to the abstracts, which is going to take us at least a week or two, maybe three. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos, Perek Shishi, says the following. Derech b'riyaso shel Adam, lios nimshach b'deosov uv'maisov achareyo v'chaverov, noe k'minig anshei medinaso. The Rambam says that it is the very nature of a person. By his very nature, derech b'riyaso shel Adam, a man was created with this nature. It is not something that could be, it's something that is part of the nature of a human being. Human beings are social beings. Usually it says social animals, but we're not animals. We are social beings. And therefore, it is the very nature of a person to be influenced in his thought and actions by his friends and his acquaintances, and people usually are influenced by the environment they live in. Lefichach, because that is a fact. Tzorich Adam lischaber letzadikim v'leishev etzel lachachomim tomid. Therefore, a person has to seek an environment where people are tzadikim and chachomim, both. Because you are influenced by people's actions, you have to live among tzadikim who act right. And because you are influenced by people's deos, their ideas, you have to live amongst chachomim who have good ideas. So you have to live amongst people who have the right ideas and do the right things. And you should stay far away from wicked people who do the wrong things and think the wrong things in order that you shouldn't be influenced. That's what Shlomo HaMelech said in Mishlei. He who walks with the wise will become wise. And a person who hangs around fools will end up becoming a fool. Va'omer, and it says in Tehillim, Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halach ba'atzas v'shoyim, right? That fortunate is the person who didn't even walk with people who are v'shoyim. Because if you walk with them, you're going to end up standing with them. And if you stand, you're going to end up sitting. It has a influence on you. V'chein imhoya b'medina. Therefore, if you live in a country where people are not behaving properly, therefore you should move. Go to a different country. And second, what if all the countries people don't act properly? Right? Like the Rambam says, like in our time. Right? You can't move. You're forced by economic reason, whatever, you just can't move. Or because when they are geisos, when they are holy, or because it's dangerous to move, or because you're sick, then yeshev levado yechidi, then you should live alone. Be a recluse. That's what it seems with the Rambam. Just stay away from people. Kenyan shenemar yeshev bodav idom. What if you live in a place where they don't let you live alone? They force you to be mixed in with them. Then go out into the desert, live in a cave. That's what the Rambam says. My Rosh Hashiva, when he quoted this Rambam in the 1960s, said that's not an option anymore because the hippies are in the deserts. So forget about running to the deserts. So the Rambam says clearly that if you live in a place which is not a good environment, move to a good environment. You don't know of any good environments, then be a recluse. And inside the country. If that doesn't help, move to the desert. Okay, pretty strong words. Okay. So how do we, like, so where is the place that you can live? Where are the places that there is no bad influences? And how do you survive? Like, how do you fulfill this lemaisa? That's, we're going to eventually get to that. Now, yeah.
I don't, maybe this is too early to ask this question, but in the first part of what you just read out for us, what is the definition of wicked and what's the definition of fool?
Because somebody who follows the Torah is tzaddik. Somebody who doesn't follow the Torah is a rasha.
Simple. Like that.
Simple. That's.
But I have a I thought for somebody to be defined as a rasha, it has to be a lot more than that.
No. Somebody who's over one aveira and doesn't do tshuva officially is a rasha. And for that thing, he's not a rasha gomor. It's a rasha.
Okay, so that's the difference. Okay, rasha, okay. Rasha. Okay.
Okay. The, okay. So basically, people who are not doing what's right, right? So the chora, right? Where is there a society where everybody's doing what's right? So who are we supposed to live with? If you're always supposed to live with people who are better than you, why would they want to live with you? So it's like the Keystone Cops. Everybody's running after the other guy to live with them, and they're running away because they don't want to live with you. So, practically speaking, how do you apply this? That we will get to eventually. What I want to speak about, I don't want to speak about anything now since it's the end of the shiur, but what I want to speak about next is, how did the Rambam know that a person is influenced by his very nature? How did he know it's a nature? Because he knew that because he was a doctor. He had a source in the Torah that told him that. From his observations, he knew it. What is the source of the Rambam that it's not just something that could be something that, yes, happens in reality, but it's something that is part of the very nature of a person? Where is the source of the Rambam for that? Did he make it up? Did he get it from his observation? Did he get it from a chazal? That's one thing we'll discuss. Second thing is, if in fact a person is what's it called, if the Rambam, one second, the Rambam learned it from, the second thing I want to discuss is, why did the Rambam make people like that? Why did he make them so impressionable that we are so influenced by other people? Why couldn't he make it that where people are independent? They're not influenced. Why is it Badafki, if it's true, like the Rambam says, that a person is created to be influenced by other people? That's part of his very nature. Why did God do that? So we have two things to discuss next time. Where is the source, and why is it like that? That's what we'll discuss next time.